Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
Well, this morning I'm just tickled to welcome the authors of Does It Fart? The Definitive Field Guide to Animal Flatulence, Nick Caruso and zoologist Danny Rabaiotti. How are you both? Thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you ever so much.
Both of you, I have to tell you, my inner 8-year-old thinks this is fabulous. Does it fart? You know, this is every kid's dream. How much fun was it to write this book?
Yeah, I think we had a great time writing it, actually. It was a really fun process. And I think with us being on different continents, I was always like, oh, I really want to tell Nick about this entry that I wrote. Oh, but he's asleep.
Nick, a number of years ago, there was another bodily function book you might remember called Everybody Poops. But that was a children's book. This is for everyone, right?
Correct, yeah. This is we try to make it scientifically not only accurate, but also using correct terminology for things to approach farts from a scientific level.
Anybody that listens to this show on a regular basis knows we have no problem with the word fart, but, you know, that's... Danny, your teenage brother, I love this story, was really the one who started you on the path of this book, wasn't he?
Yeah, so it must have been the January before last, my brother turned to me and he was like, oh, Danny, do snakes fart? And I've never really studied snakes, so I didn't know the answer. So I knew who would, though. So I turned to Twitter, to snake expert David Steen on Twitter, and I asked him, and he gave a very enthusiastic reply. Yes, they do. Turns out he gets that question quite a lot.
is Twitter a very good resource for research in general?
It was fantastic because with Twitter, it kind of allowed different people to tell us about all different animals. So once Nick came along and proposed the hashtag, everyone was sharing, like, I study this animal, and yes or no, it does fart. So it's a great way to connect people who are, like, experts in different disciplines. And then, obviously, in the true nature of science, I suggested a spreadsheet, and that was shared around Twitter, and everyone contributed. So I think, actually, really, it kind of mirrored the scientific process, which is always really collaborative, and this was a really collaborative, like, Twitter movement where we talked about farts. But yeah, it could definitely be used for wider subjects too.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned that too. It's a great hashtag. If you want some real fun, do hashtag does it fart. Danny is a zoologist, and you know, it's funny, doing the hard work of schooling, educating yourself and everything. Danny, did you ever think your claim to fame someday might involve animal flatulation?
No. Didn't see that one coming. But I mean, I've always loved animals. Everything about animals is super interesting. And I think this has definitely brought a lot of stuff to the foreground that's kind of related to that sort of thing. So whilst I never thought it'd be for animal farts, I think it's great that it's getting people interested in the sort of things that I love, like exciting animal facts and conservation.
Nick, you're an author. How did you and Danny get together on this?
So we kind of vaguely knew each other through Twitter. Our research is somewhat similar, albeit with different study organisms, whereas I study primarily salamanders in the southern Appalachians. She works on African wild dogs. You know, we kind of knew each other a little bit from Twitter, and so I think it was just, hey, this person was talking about farts on this one day, and I think farts are funny, so... let's kind of talk about it.
You know, comedian George Carlin had a great bit about farts when he was alive. And one of the things he said about it was kids love farts. Farts are funny. Farts are poop without the mess, you know, which is true. I mean, Danny, what was the most surprising animal fact you learned during your research on this?
I think for me, the most surprising one was probably that sloths don't fart, because most mammals fart, right?
Right.
But sloths, they have such a slow digestive system that if any gas builds up, it's kind of a problem for them. So they don't actually fart out. They reabsorb it into their gut and breathe
sloths.
It out.
Wow.
So they kind of got like fart breath.
That's fascinating. That is sloths. So, I mean, and if they did, obviously, as you're saying, it would be very, very slow, I guess, as everything else they do, right?
Yeah, definitely. They only poop every 3 weeks. So,
Gosh. So what is up with birds? You said in the book that they don't fart, but they could, right?
Yeah, they don't. So a couple of things, I guess, going against them for farting in that their digestive system's pretty quick. Food passes through quickly, and then they don't have the same kind of gas-producing microbes in their guts that we do that produce gas during digestion. However, we have, after doing research, we have chatted with some people who have mentioned, oh, you know, I've heard this chicken fart. And it seems that with birds, if you do hear your pet bird fart, that is potentially a sign of disease. It's got an infection, and you probably should take a visit to the vet your animal.
So if Polly, your parrot, is passing gas, you've got a problem.
Well, if it's a parrot, it might be coming from the other end. They're super great at mimicking people's farts. So it's probably coming out its mouth.
Well, all right, now I have to tell both of you, when I was talking to a good friend of mine yesterday, and when I mentioned that we're going to be chatting on the air, he had a wealth of questions for me. I said, no, I'm not going to ask them that. He goes, oh, come on. All right, so I promised him I would pick two of the questions that were not too offensive, and I'm going to bounce them off you. So are you ready here?
Yes.
First of all,
let's do this.
And this is for either of you that want to answer this. Right? Which animal deals the most powerful gas, if you know?
Okay, so I think pretty unanimously from everyone I spoke to and also from my personal experience, like, it depends what you mean by powerful, but the smelliest, like the stinkiest
okay,
part.
Okay, we'll go with that, yes.
It's definitely seals and sea lions. It's like super fishy and just really disgusting. I spent some time camping out on South Georgia, which is near the Antarctic, and it's just full of seals. And oh my goodness, the stink is so bad. They smell so bad.
Note to self, do not take a long trip with a seal. Gotcha. Okay. Maybe that's why Heidi Klum divorced him. I don't know. All right. Anyway, here's the other one. Do any animals use farts as a weapon?
So the larvae of the beaded lacewing, in fact, uses farts to paralyze and stun its prey, which are termites, by farting, and then it then can just eat them pretty easily.
Wow!
Yeah, it's really cool. Like, they produce this special chemical, and it only affects termites. It doesn't affect other insects, and yeah, causes them to get stunned and die.
That sounds like a Marvel superhero power. I'm telling you, man, if anybody...
I would love to see that superhero movie.
Wouldn't that be awesome? I'm telling you. Hey, Nick, does the he who smelt it, dealt it principle apply to the animal kingdom at all?
It's a... No. animals don't seem to be phased with as far as phased by farts like we are in terms of either blaming on each other or minding if one farted. And that's especially true with the primates. Based on our research, numerous scientists have said that, you know, a lot of their study primates they fart without shame.
We're visiting with Nick Caruso and zoologist Danny Rabaiotti, the authors of Does It Fart? The Definitive Field Guide to Animal Flatulence. Both of you, I'm going to just throw some random animals out here at you. And if you have any fart fun facts on them, will you share with us?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Dogs, obviously, we know that, which have provided me cover for years. But okay, here's some others. Here you go. Whales.
Yeah, so whale farts have only once been captured on camera, but they do definitely happen. And the poor scientists that were on the research ship that got fired on said they smell pretty bad.
Is it a giant bubble? I can't imagine what would be...
I think it's like numerous bubbles. The picture is just a giant bubble coming up next to a boat. So yeah, basically, essentially, you've got it.
Nowhere near as beautiful as whale song, I guess. Okay, yeah. insects. I know you mentioned the larvae. Be any other interesting insect fun fart facts?
I think most people know them as either pill bugs or roly polies.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
They tend to, during the day, excrete ammonia gas out, and it's not just out the rear, it's throughout their exoskeleton, but it's kind of just a slow leak of gas. So it's a very long, slow fart, and I think it can take up to about like 2 hours or something like
that.
Wow!
That's amazing!
It's a one impressive, really long fart.
Here's one for you, and I cannot imagine that cute little koalas actually fart, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh,
that leafy eucalyptus diet got them producing a bunch of gas. So, yeah, they definitely do. I think there's a video of one, like, farting on a person on YouTube. My YouTube history is forever changed from the research we did for this book.
You can find anything on YouTube. It's amazing. It is truly new. If they ever made Does It Fart, the movie, who would you see starring in it? Give me a couple of names, people that you'd like to see in that movie. I'm picturing a Seth Rogen, Melissa McCarthy kind of thing, but, you know, what would you think?
Oh, no, Dwayne Johnson, definitely. He'd have to be in it.
Nick, any thoughts?
I think that's a good pick, yeah. He could definitely sniff him out.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson can do anything. It's true, yeah. I'll tell you, I love the book, Does It Fart? The Definitive Field Guide to Animal Flatulence. I think it's a great, fun idea. Given the success of the book, are we going to see a follow-up?
Yeah, so we're actually working on book number 2.
Woohoo!
It's called True or Poo, and it is a book of gross facts and common myths about animals.
That's great. I'm thinking I'd love to use Does It Fart as a bedtime story material for my new grandson. I think he would love it, I'm telling you.
Sadly, the audio book isn't out yet, but I think that would have been quite a good lullaby.
Well, I'll tell you, we'll look for the audio book. That's fantastic. Who would you have voice it, do you know?
No. Yeah, sadly, we didn't have the field budget to collect all the audio.
I'd like to offer my services to both of you. If you decide to do it, I would just consider it an honor to voice Does It Fart, okay? So...
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, Nick Caruso and Danny Rabaiotti, thank you so much for joining us this morning. This is really fun, and I wish you the very, very best with the book, Does It Fart? The Definitive Field Guide to Animal Flatulence. Tell us where you can pick up the book.
So at the moment, you can get the book from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and I think indie bookstore as well.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you to both of you so much. This was a lot of fun today. Really appreciate it.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you ever so much.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.